again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 27th of September, 2007. It's the birthday of the poet Kay Ryan, born in San Jose, California, 1945. A few months before her 30th birthday, she decided she'd make a cross-country bicycle trip 4,000 miles, try to think about what to do with her life. And she was out in the middle of Colorado, pedaling her bike, when the rhythm of pedaling got her thinking about poetry, and she decided she would devote her life to becoming a professional poet. She got a job teaching remedial English composition at a local college, and she made sure that she'd only have to teach 2 days a week so she could spend the rest of her time writing. She pared her life down to the bare essentials so she could afford to live on her meager salary. And for the next 30 years, she lived that way, publishing 4 books of poetry, which did not get much attention, and she didn't go out of her way to attract any. She was living a simple life writing poems. And then somebody gave a copy of one of her books to the poet and critic Dana Gioia, who fell in love with it and wrote an article about her work for a literary journal, which brought it to the attention of other people. And within a few years, her work appeared in the New Yorker magazine, and she went on to win a number of major awards. Her collection, The Niagara River, came out just a couple of years ago. Kay Ryan, who said, "What keeps me writing is that I can only know through writing. My major sense organ is apparently a pencil." It's the birthday of the novelist Louis Auchincloss, born in Lawrence, New York, 1917, grew up in a prestigious family in New York City in the world of private schools and private clubs, and wrote about the upper class of New York in books such as Portrait in Brownstone and A World of Profit and Diary of a Yuppie. Louis Auchincloss, who said, "Only little boys and old men sneer at love." It's the birthday of the patriot Samuel Adams, born in Boston, 1722. He was a failure in business. He was a failure as a tax collector in the colonies. He was a failure as an accountant. And it wasn't until he became a rebel against the British that he found his purpose in life. He was one of the first in the colonies to speak out against taxation without representation, and one of the first people to argue, and argue vehemently, for the colonies' independence from Great Britain. He was the leader of the radicals in the colonies. Organized demonstrations. He wrote propaganda describing the British as murderers. Samuel Adams, who said, "Mankind is governed more by its feelings than by reason." Samuel Adams, who said, "It does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen to set brush fires in people's minds." Here's a poem for today by Kay Ryan on her birthday, entitled "The Fabric of Life." It is very stretchy, we know that, even if many details remain sketchy. It is complexly woven, that much too has pretty well been proven. We are loath to continue our lessons, which consist of slaps as sharp and dispersed as bee stings from a smashed nest when any strand snaps. Hurts working far past the locus of rupture, attacking threads far beyond anything we would have said connects. The Fabric of Life by Kay Ryan, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.